and you brought back a load of freight, which the stores nearby, and there were a couple of stores. Rocky Mountain House was beginning to build up as a small village. Mm-hmm. There was another place called Tofa, run by some Swiss people, which supplied the groceries for a wide area. This time the railway was being taught.
How you earn money to pay
your
pay?
Yes. I did some freighting, and then, as I think I was just saying, that the railway was being surveyed to the Brazeau coal mines going out to Rocky Mountain House and west from Rocky Mountain House. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of freighting to be done there. Mm-hmm. To the various construction camps. And I took the team, and...
You leave your brother at home in the firm, I take it?
He hadn't joined me. I forget whether he joined me at that time or not. So this is sort of a winter occurrence, mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. He would be at home, or we got... There was very little farm at that time, you see. Mm-hmm. I don't think the pigs... I think they'd been eaten. And a few chickens had managed to survive. Uh-huh. But the freighting to these construction camps was really quite an experience. We went over the Tote Road. And perhaps you take your team of horses and work with another man, so two went together. And on the steep inclines, this was in the winter time or when the snow was bad, you could always double up the put the four horses on one sleigh to go over a difficult piece. And you slept in the bunkhouses, which were pretty grim affairs in those days. They were pretty grim. But one didn't make very much money, at least I didn't make very much money at it, because by the time you'd paid for your board and you'd paid for your horses, there really wasn't very much left. I think the horses were the heroes of those construction days. They had to put up with a great deal of abuse.
I was going to say, you mentioned a fair amount of the land was covered with brush. Could you make any money from the sale of wood on the land?
No, there was no wood of any value on timber. The land. It was all, no timber on the land.
Mm-hmm.
It was all brush.
Uh-huh.
No, there was nothing to make on the land. I never got far enough with the to get a I got a crop in, but it was all eaten up with the stock. And
well, you were homesteading for what, 2 years, 3 years?
Approximately 3 years. Mm-hmm. With considerable periods off working, and during this period my mother and my sister came out. Mm-hmm. So we built then, so as to accommodate them, we built a substantial log house.
Mm-hmm.
And they stayed there in that house. It was a pretty crude experience for them, coming from England.
Uh-huh.
My sister came almost straight out from Cheltenham's Lady College out to the homestead. But she was a good sport, and she liked the land, and we managed.
Hmm.
She probably can fill in a few details.
I thought I would ask her. Yes. Did she do anything? Did she go teaching or anything of that nature?
Not at that time. because there was no school there. This was really...
out in the frontier.
Out in the frontier. There was nothing there. Of course, it's all developed now.
Mm-hmm. Do you know if the old log house is still there?
Well, it was a few years ago, and I imagine it still is. It was turned into a school. We got... we hired some Canadian who were living near us,
mm-hmm.
who were good axemen,
mm-hmm.
and they built the house.
Mm-hmm.
It took up a certain amount of capital. My mm-hmm. mother brought some capital out mm-hmm. with her then.
Well, now, during these 3 years, it'd be really a struggle for existence insofar as living is concerned. The value of the land didn't go up at all.
No.
And
there was nothing coming in
mm-hmm.
except what you went out to work for.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, I was reasonably happy there. I thought that one day we'd get this developed, but I simply didn't have enough capital to buy the equipment which was necessary.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't chosen well at that time because mm-hmm. there was hadn't chosen the land well at that time because mm-hmm. there was not enough wild hay mm-hmm. to keep going, and I had little experience in the way of pioneering.
Mm-hmm. Would there be anyone you met, any person you met or any neighbors, whom you bumped into later in life?
Yes. About 2 years ago, one of the Ross brothers, who had built our house, came to see me here. He had retired.
You mean built the original log house?
Built the original log house. He'd been successful there and was living at Rocky Mountain House. And I had seen him. Then there was an English family, Sinclair's, a large family. He had been an engineer on the railway
mm-hmm.
In Calgary. And they'd moved up and they'd taken homesteads near there. He was a good mechanic and was handy at making things.
Mm.
That's where I think that I lost out. I wasn't handy with tools.
What about your mother and your sister? Could you give me something of their impression when they came?
I think my mother was very happy to, because my brother had joined that time. I mm. think she was happy to have been with her children.
Mm-hmm.
What she could have thought about the prospects, I can't mm-hmm. imagine. I think they must have been frustrating because they moved fairly soon away from there. My sister liked it, I think. She didn't mind the homestead. My mother had a nice house. The log house was a good house.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd brought some furniture and that sort of thing out.
Mm-hmm.
So we were quite comfortable in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I know she thought that... I worked too hard and would kill myself. But she was friendly with the Baileys, who were still there at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the sort of people surround the English people that mm-hmm. we could meet with.
Mm-hmm. Did you meet any of the people of the time who may have been interesting from a political point of view, for example? Did you were you interested in politics?
Yes. I was interested in politics because actually Mr. Root, whom I mentioned mm-hmm. I worked for, ran as a Conservative candidate and was beaten by Michael Clark. I think it was Dr. Michael Clark from Olds. It was a big federal constituency. That would be in the federal election. Would it be in 1909?
1911, I imagine. No,
it was the one before that. 1911 was the reciprocity election.
That's right. The one before
that.
And this
was the one before that. Might possibly have been a by-election, but I don't think so. I think it was a federal election. I looked up and see the... And I had driven him round to some of his meetings, you see.
Oh, yeah.
And I had entered it. I had entered it. The 1911 election, I remember that I got the job as being either the polling clerk or, yes, the polling clerk at the polling booth, which was a few miles from us, at a place called Hankinson's, Mr. Hankinson. And his family had a homestead there at the bridge. And I acted then. That was the reciprocity election. Of course, I was very much a conservative at that time. I didn't want the reciprocity.
I see. Did you ever meet Sir Clifford Sifton, by the way?
No. Well, I did in after life.
Yes, but not at that time.
Not at that time, no. No, no.
Well... Well, it's just about, now you were there homesteading for about 3 years, and it's from this point that you leave to join the RCMP, is it?
No, I went on one of these periodical periods where I had to go away, get some capital. I left to go on that survey, which the book tells you about.
And it's roughly then from the time you go on the survey... It's sort of from the farm to the survey and then to the RCMP?
Yes. I went away on the survey, and that took... I just about proved up then. Uh-huh. And I went away on the survey for all the summer. Uh-huh. But during that summer, my mother and my sister... had got discouraged. And they came to Vancouver, first of all, and then over to Victoria, where my sister then took up teaching as a games mistress at the old St. George's School, where a Mrs. Sutty was the headmistress, which is down here a couple of blocks away. And that was in my... I think that was in 1912.
Good. Well, I think... to give me your comment and criticism. Now, this chapter 6 that you just heard deals primarily with training.